the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira wa la li qabaihi satira wa la li shay'in min 'amali al-qabih bil hasan mubaddilan ghayrak la ilaha illa ant subhanaka wa bihamdik zalamtu nafsi zalamtu Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing this part of the divine supplication, where Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, states, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka wa bihamdik. There is no deity but you, glory be to you, and yours is the praise. We talked about tahleel, the word La ilaha illallah, and now it's the time to talk about tasbih. Tasbih means considering Allah as purified from any fault, considering Allah as free from any wickedness. It is in fact confessing to Allah's infinite perfections. Talha ibn Abdullah says, I asked the Messenger of Allah about the exegesis of Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. He said, Tanzihullahi min kulli aib. It is regarding Allah as pure of any faults. In this regard, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, was asked about the exegesis of the same phrase. He said, It is regarding Allah as grand and purified of what every disbeliever ascribes to him. When a servant confesses to this sincerely, all the angels praise him. In fact, many of the verses in the Holy Quran introduce all the world beings as praising Allah. For example, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِن لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُ. There is not a single thing but glorifies Him with His praise, but you do not understand their glorification. The reason why tasbih is mentioned in this part of supplication may be because of the fact that the servant has now acknowledged his wrongdoing. These wrongdoings and sins will keep him away from nearness to Allah. And the best way for being delivered is glorifying Allah. So this is the best position to praise Allah. The Allah would save such a servant from the darkness. The Allah would bring him to close to Him.
I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his needs to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, Your authority is manifest. Your might is victorious and subduing. And your power is prevalent throughout. And it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah.
Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
When the Prophet Yunus alayhi salam was entangled in the darkness of the fish belly in the dark night, فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ, in that darkness he called, "There is no God but you. سُبْحَانَكَ, glory be to you. إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, surely I have been a wrongdoer." And the result, really interesting. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, so we responded to him. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ, we delivered him from the grief. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, this delivering was not only for this kind of prophet, this is for all the believers. If they all come to me sincerely, and if they all praise me when they have repented sincerely, I will definitely forgive them. I will answer them and deliver them from the grief therein. The author of the exegesis book, Minhaj al-Sadiqeen, explaining about this verse, has narrated the Prophet ﷺ who said, مَا مِن مَكْرُوبٍ يَدْعُو بِهَذَا الدُّعَاءِ إِلَّا اسْتُجِيبَ لَهُ, there is no grief-stricken who recites this verse, but his supplication would be accepted. In this regard, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has also narrated from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, tasbih fills the scale of deeds from rewards. Also, Allama Majlisi, in his excellent book, Biharul Anwar, has narrated a valuable tradition about glorifying Allah. He says, when something made the Prophet ﷺ happy, he would say, praise be to Allah for this. And when some occurrence grieved him, he said, praise be Allah in all states. So, dear listeners, we understood why this is the best place to utter these words. The supplicant says, La ilaha illa ant, there is no deity but you. Subhanaka, glory be to you. Wa bihamdik, and praise is all yours. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be close, close to you.